All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel, all present accounted for. I know that we didn't do a adequate job of informing you of what the topic would be officially for Way Back Wednesday, but we have narrowed it down. We do
narrow it down.
Have a topic.
We have a topic.
We put, was it Nicholas's final decision?
I mean, I couldn't come up with anything better, so yeah.
If you were to read the text messages from him, it was like a beautiful mind, but the opposite. Like, it was just these random thoughts of, hey,
I really want to do something.
And then I was like, bro, just do stealing. Just
better.
Do stealing. He was like, okay, stealing.
I was trying to do something different. I was looking up, like, on this day, what happened in sports history and stuff. I couldn't.
You have to go with
there was
something
no tie-in, like, for Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah, well, because I had already given it to you. It was relevant to our, you know, we always try to be relevant or something that, you know, pertains to the show itself. And I thought that was the perfect one. So I think you did good.
Songs about stealing.
Yeah. As long as you agree with Barry, you did great. Good job.
I mean,
I couldn't come up with anything better.
I am the smartest person I know.
That would be false, sir.
Wow.
You would be lying to the people.
What? About being the smartest person I know?
You would be a liar.
I mean, I'm the most handsomest.
See, here we go.
I'm the greatest president.
Fake news.
By the way, not to talk politics too much, but did you see him get laughed at by the UN?
Yeah.
This is where we're at now.
That was
rough.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the politics I'll talk.
Promise?
Because
we know how that goes around here.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Any fun times for you guys?
No.
Between leaving here and nothing?
I'm just happy that Joel's leaving early today. What time are you leaving?
That's nice.
Was it 3:30? Hopefully 3. Me and Barry can take over.
I got this. It's like, you guys are dicks.
You a-hole.
No, you said you were leaving early. I just don't know how early.
Yeah, Mr. Sensitive over here. And as soon as I talk about, I'm going to be out this week. Great. Can we get Jerry Roach in here? Like, immediately when you find out. Yes.
First of all, I find out last minute, and I'm like, can we get Jerry Roach in here? What's wrong with that?
You know what you did, Joel. You know what you did. Don't be acting sensitive because now we want you to leave.
No.
You were all
excited. Everybody wants a real comedian here.
Oh, see? Oh, I hate you. Oh, my goodness.
Well, now we're in a comfortable spot, where we need to be. That's fantastic.
Now we're in our groove.
So the theme is stealing, for obvious reasons.
Who's going first? Me? Because I got my list in first. Oh, you're going first because you only have 7.
No, so I have 8, second. But I actually dropped 1.
Okay.
So
we get to hear you in all your glory.
Pre-2008, and we didn't get too technical on the...
Just anything. Well, yeah. Is anything about stealing, theft, the police, doesn't matter.
Yep, the list will be up at 109-ish, and then I'll have the poll to follow. That way you can vote.
Just to shout out real quick to everybody that chimed in on my whole car situation on Twitter yesterday. I've gotten private messages. I appreciate everybody's input. It makes it more difficult because you hear good things about others. It's just...
I hate this. It's like too much information.
Yeah, almost.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
It's like the internet.
Like, I'm going to have to expand my spreadsheet now.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, that's dumb.
No.
You can simplify it by not using that spreadsheet.
Mm-mm. No.
Narrow it down to one model.
I'm one of those guys that, like, if it calls for any analytical thinking at all, I can put a spreadsheet around it, and it helps me process.
You don't shock either one of us when you say something like that.
Well, what? I don't think it's because I'm nerdy. I think it's just because All right, maybe it's because I'm nerdy.
Look, buying a car is a big investment. I get it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would expect a spreadsheet being used when you're buying a house.
Okay, and I had one. I had one for a house.
I'm okay with that, actually.
I had one.
You can be dorky with that.
Like, oh, like we're going to put in a pool this summer or maybe this winter. So I'll probably have a spreadsheet.
With the water bill you have, you want to put a swimming pool.
Thank you.
That is not a smart move, sir.
Thank you.
Y'all stay out of my life, all right?
Your bill is going to go up to like $1,500 a month.
Does it run off the water bill?
I don't know,
dude,
honestly.
It's not filled with like, sand.
I don't know.
I mean,
initially filling it up, but I think what I'm going to do.
You got to filter it? And...
I think what I'm going to do, though, is have a well put in.
Oh, my God.
What?
See, that's the reason why he bought the property, because he can literally just play with it, customize it. Like, it's like... What is that video game where you like build bases?
The Sims?
It's like that for Barry.
You literally should just put a few suburbs on the back part of the property to pay for it all.
It's SimCity Farmville.
Yeah, he looks forward to upgrading his windbreak and stuff like that.
No, like, but this is true. Someone told me about this, that they, for their yard, instead of running the water from the county or whatever, the mud district, they just had a well dug. And then that's the water they use.
But that
to
doesn't
water
even sound allowed. That doesn't even.
Why
sound...
No, it's totally allowed. You have to have at least an acre, and we have 1.3 acres, so we qualify to get a well.
Why don't you just build three suburbs on the back of the farm?
So that big
so that
or
you
a complex.
Live in spring.
I showed you a picture. Did it look that big?
Yeah. Welcome to.
No, it's not that
welcome
big.
Welcome to Palatial Laminack Estates.
No.
We live in spring, but the three suburbs in the back are fall, winter,
I'll
and
show
summer.
You
can visit all three of the suburbs before you leave.
It. We were supposed to play poker, but then you disinvited us.
Excuse me?
Like
you
invited us,
quit.
And then you said,
all
no, we're
you
not.
Bitches quit.
I didn't.
Yeah.
All I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I was down.
No, you. Oh, please. You were
I may
the
have not
ones?
Made it because I would have been drunk trying to get there, but still, I was the only one that didn't cancel. Only one.
Do you ever have that happen, Joel, where your guy friends are like, I have to get my hair done.
Nope.
That's all these hoes that I work with.
That wasn't me.
All these hoes, we were going to have a poker night, and then they all had to get their hair done.
No.
They had chores. Their mom wouldn't let them leave. It was bad. I need to get man friends.
Yeah, my buddies they invite themselves over, and then my wife just wonders if they're ever going to leave.
Really?
Yeah. I got a couple buddies that know because we've got, you know, guest bedrooms. He's just like, you know, I have some work done at the apartment. I was like, oh, yeah, dude, you can stay. And then Lisa's like, I'm sorry, what?
Really? So you're gone at 3:30 because you've got house things to do? What are you doing?
My daughter is going to be gone to visit grandma and grandpa.
Nice.
And so
dropping her off at the old airport,
man, I'm telling you what.
Are she flying out of hobby or is she flying out of
Bush?
So you get to take the drive that I take every day.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out the best
you
way
get
to go but
there and back.
I'm just more.
Oh, I can't wait to hear you bitch about that tomorrow.
And then if the weather's bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the whole thing to me, though, that I'm just depressed that I will not see my daughter for almost 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
She's just awesome. That little kid is just awesome. And every day that, you know, she starts putting sentences together and she learns new phrases and stuff. And I'm like, well, God, in 3 weeks from now, is she going to come back reciting paragraphs and doing all these things that I'm going to miss?
That's true. Because she's at that point, right, where she's starting to learn.
And at school is great because they teach her so many. She learns so many phrases, and she's like, that's awesome, Daddy. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I'm like, let's go car ride. And she goes, that'd be awesome, Daddy. I'm like, where'd you learn that?
Wow. Yeah, she's
going to come back telling me about what I need to do.
3 weeks?
Yeah,
you're going to be sad.
Well, it depends. Because grandma and grandpa are convinced that she's not only going to have fun, and we have Lisa's brother's kids are one's a little younger than her, and the twin boys just adore her. So she's going to have plenty of kids to play with, lots of stuff to do, and she doesn't get to see them very often.
Mm-hmm.
But they're convinced that she will stay interested and good for 3 weeks. And I'm like, better leave that ticket open-ended, because then they have the Griswold family truckster. They've got an RV.
Oh, they're going to go
So they think it's
roadie?
A good idea that they're going to drive her back.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
a bad idea.
Does that satellite down that thing, does that satellite dish work while it's moving? They're like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, no is right.
It's going to suck.
Yeah.
My grandma used to do that when I was a kid, though. She would promise to take me on a trip or a vacation, and she never did. Like, never.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Every year, she'd be like, honey, I'm going to take you on a little trip. She used to think that I cared. Like, she'd be like, she had a metal detector. And she, for some reason, she would think that like a 9-year-old kid would want to go metal detecting. She'd be like, me and you and your grandpa are going to go metal detecting. And in my mind, I'm going, I don't want to do that. But she would always promise, we're going to go on a little trip. Never took me on a trip. So at least her grandma and grandpa are willing to do those things and follow through. Yeah.
They're both retired, so.
Yeah, see?
At least
she's not
the
getting
RV.
Lied to.
No.
By her grandma.
But at the same time, good luck keeping that kid. Now, she calls it the bus. We get to go on the bus. Yeah.
The bus.
Wait till you got to ride the bus for about 12 hours straight. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Just potty breaks or just pull over to grab some snacks. That ain't going to fly.
Just leave her at a gas station?
No. I literally worry about these things. Like, I'm good with it, but I'm not that guy.
You freak out.
But I'm a little freaked out she's going to be gone for that long.
Okay.
So, all right, we're just getting started. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number. You can hit us up on Twitter where it's at @TheProducerNick, at @PacManJoel with a K, and at @BarryIsFunny. It is, again, a Way Back Wednesday. Hour number one belongs to Nicholas.
What the hell is this?
Sonny Boy Williamson, you idiot.
Yeah, you idiot.
Don't know who that is?
Yeah. Everybody knows Pony Bro. Boy, Sonny Boy. They know them all.
You lost. You're one song in. This is what?
I played the worst song first. I played the worst song first so we can get it out of the way.
Between the pandering and the bots,
it's only going to go up from here.
Oh, my God. Why do we even do this to our listeners? This is horrible. You should be ashamed of yourself.
He was the man in 1958.
You should be ashamed of yourself. This is garbage.
Nick, sing
with
it.
I mean, I dig the heart. Yeah.
Sing along with it.
That's not happening, player. It's not happening.
All right, we'll be back with more Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Right about now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture, Mattress Mac and his staff. Boy, I can't stop saying good things about them because they take care of people here in the Houston area. We know what Mac does when there's any kind of a need in the Houston area outside of the furniture stores, but he wants you to know that when you need furniture, he's the place to go to as well. They now have 3 locations to better serve you, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area, and of course, I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which of the 3 locations you choose, all the same deals like the Astro deal where if you buy $3,000 or more with a bedroom furniture like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and the Astros win it all again like they did last year, you get it all for free. And that is one heck of a deal and makes watching baseball a lot more fun come playoff time. Also, it's all solid wood, American-made furniture from brands like Stickley, leather upholstered furniture. Always going to last a long time, always going to be top quality, and always going to be in stock. So therefore, if you buy something and you pick it out on the showroom floor at any of the 3 locations, guaranteed it'll be at your doorstep within 3 to 4 hours. The people that move it in will also move out stuff you don't want, rearrange stuff you want in other rooms, and take care of you along the way because it's all part of customer service that makes you coming back for more at Gallery Furniture. No back order slips. What you buy is what you get. You don't have to wait for it. You get it. And also, everything that Mattress Mac says on his commercials is everything that they're going to do. And the most important thing to you is Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
Sharp left eye, you'll never learn when you commit the crime.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Little Green Day. I'm a Green Day fan.
Barry's not feeling it.
What were the lyrics?
I played it for you so you could listen. It's about shoplifting.
Yeah, shoplifter, you'll Stealing. Never learn. Just How wait at your own mailbox and take your turn. No?
I don't understand.
I don't know why he's questioning this.
Wait at your mailbox and take a turn? That I get. That's not what he said, though.
No, it's not.
How is shoplifting relevant? Okay, so it's stealing, but it's the Dead Kennedy song you have is way more relevant tied directly to this.
Apropos?
Than this.
Well, not every song is about stealing from somebody's mailbox. You can't just...
I know, but I just feel like if you were going to tout one as being...
I thought this was a good song.
Well, you thought wrong.
You also thought Boxcar Willie on a harmonica in the first song you played was good.
That, I admit, was not the best choice. But the remainder of the list...
Sir J. Rob on Sir J. Rob from TX on Twitter was like, he was the man in 1958, LOL.
He was.
Yes. Yeah, that's why your ass is already losing.
You're doing it. He's going to win again.
You're doing poorly in the poll, and I see why.
The poll's been up for like 3 minutes.
We've got plenty of time. I'm kicking y'all's ass.
He just
with two votes?
Based on the weather, Nick just brought in his generator. He's got the bots warming up. When the bots start warmed up, they're warmed up and they're ready to go, we're in
trouble.
It's
over with.
It's over.
WB on the Twitter said, hey, do they contact me about a prize? Because he won the station. I guess he was number one in the station pick'em. I don't know, dude. Don't catch me lying.
Don't catch me lying either.
Yeah. Reach out to however you signed up. I don't know. I don't know how to do that, bro. Honestly. No clue. I do need to go check and see how I did, though.
I don't even look.
No?
No.
The station pick'em?
Because we did the station pick'em, but we don't know. I keep checking to see if it says you are part of this group, and it doesn't say it. Then I look at the actual group, and I can't find it. So I'm like, well, I'll just keep picking, and if it works, great. And if it doesn't, hey, ask me, and I'll tell you how I'm doing.
Yeah.
You're like, doing great. I'm not doing
bad. Not doing bad. A couple of news and notes before we move on. Did you see the story that dropped about safety, Texan safety Andre Howe?
I did not.
His Hodgkin's lymphoma is in remission.
That's good. Fantastic.
Yeah, that is great news.
I don't care if he plays football again. That is fantastic.
Yep. So it's good to see. And I mean, obviously, everybody's rooting for the guy. And you just hope that he makes a full recovery and he's able to play football again and do something that he loves. But that's secondary to the fact that it's in remission and it looks like he's getting better. So
yeah, man, just have a great long life. And if, you know, if you're blessed enough to be able to play football again, great.
Yep.
But if not, hey, as long as you're healthy, that's all that matters.
And he said he's been working out the whole time. I never stopped working out. I was obsessed. I wanted to get back on the field. And that was a direct quote from
that's
him.
That's good, because I didn't even know you could work out. I mean, I guess it depends on the person and how severe the case is. But, I mean, for him to be able to work out. And
treatment and medication would have a lot to do with your energy levels and things like that. I mean, look at Quessenberry.
You know, yeah, that's impressive.
And all he had to go through.
So. Yeah, you put chemo in my body, I'm not working out.
The team trainer, Jeff Kaplan.
My old roommate.
Is he?
Fact.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
He called the recovery remarkable. Said he said his response to the medication was the best case scenario that you could imagine. So just thank God. I mean, it's always tough. I remember when we first learned about it and talked about it, and it's great to be able to come back on the airwaves and talk about something positive and how it's in remission. So
yeah, no question about it. So that's great news.
Other news out of Texans camp. As you know, like yesterday, Ian Rappaport talked a little bit about the fact that Dylan Cole was expected to be placed on IR, dislocated his wrist, and dude played with it for three quarters with a dislocated wrist because he didn't want to come off the field.
That's soldier. Crazy, right?
I'm telling you right now, if I dislocate a vocal cord, I am off the show. I am not playing with a wounded vocal cord. You guys can forget it. No way in hell. I don't love y'all that much.
I was surprised you came back on Monday when you fell on your face at Summerfest. So, yeah, I mean.
The punishment that your cheeks took from that sand?
You kissed my ass, all right?
I mean, that could have been a serious facial injury.
I went to the replay at least five times. I kept shaking my head the whole show going, how is he even here?
I know. It's amazing that my glasses even survived the fall. But the Texans are working out former Arizona Cardinals linebacker Kevin Minter and four other players. That's according to a league source. But they were not authorized to speak publicly, which means it was a source inside of the Texans camp, most likely. So, yeah. Minter, former second-round pick from LSU.
Yep.
That, so it says they're also working out linebackers. Hayes Pullard from the Browns, Jacksonville Jags, and the the Browns, the Jags, and the Chargers. John Simu from the Bears and defensive lineman Chris Okoye from the Bengals. So there
you go. When's your guy from Hard Knocks going to get a job? He wasn't that bad. He played for the Browns the last 4 years.
Who?
44. One of the last cuts.
Orchard?
Orchard.
I don't know.
Him and Kajuice don't have jobs.
Kajuice doesn't surprise me. You saw he struggled to be able to block.
Yeah, but at the end, he was picking it up.
Most folks, they, based on the editing.
Not even a practice not squad, necessary, though?
Nah, I mean, again, it's like, look where Charles James is. By the way, you remember when we talked about Chris Conte yesterday getting stiff-armed to hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles James was one of the ones that was like, oh, bro, you have to quit. You know, like, that's embarrassing. You should,
Charles James said that?
Yeah. I'm like, are you even playing right now? Are you even in a position?
He's the one that slipped and then got cut, right?
Yes, that's a great point. Are you in any position to talk mess about a guy when you slipped on covering a route and got cut because you slipped? At least this dude he was on the tackle. He didn't execute well, but he was in the vicinity. He was in the area. Charles James, what are you doing, man? Shh, don't be out there just talking mess. I don't feel like, guys, if you're in the league and you're being productive, I feel like you can talk mess about Chris Conte. But if you're a guy that like got cut and you don't even have a job, I don't know. That just comes
very Austin Rivers-ish.
Yeah, it comes across as kind of petty. Like, leave that to guys like us that can't do that and have no athletic ability to talk mess. That's our job.
The reason why you call him Socks, too, is because he got his shoes blown off how many different times?
Yeah, I need to look up and see if he's even playing. Maybe
I would bet he's not. That would be my bet.
American football cornerback who is currently a free agent.
Okay. Yeah, he ain't playing.
So he's probably been a free agent ever since he slipped.
So you're just a fan. At this point, you're just a fan, right?
Like, he's gotta
right?
be.
Yeah.
Looking for a commentator job, or?
I don't know, but man, don't be on there talking mess. That's not nice.
Not at all. You pulled the Johnny Cash out of your ass, huh, Nick? Everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. So essentially, to this point, you've basically just taken the Dukes of Hazzard soundtrack.
Well, I definitely Googled the first few songs.
Nick's list.
You Googled a blues singer from 1958. Wow. I'm super shocked. I'm super shocked you didn't know who Hambone Willie was.
Is that his name?
No. I just didn't remember his name, so
I just made
up a name.
Hambone Willie.
It just sounds like a blues name, doesn't
Sonny
it?
Sonny Boy Williamson.
Oh.
Second.
Same thing. It sounds like a blues name.
What was your guy that gave you the shout outs that made you famous?
Who? Bushwick Bill?
Yeah, Bushwhacker.
No. Bushwick Bill.
The Bushwhacker.
No, not even close.
Hey, we're just a half hour in and just getting rolling along. Come on around for the ride, if you will. It's the Usual Suspects. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're going to the party. We're going to the game. We're going to the disco. We're going to cruise out, man. We're stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So, Nick,
perfect song. Don't want to hear it.
This is absolutely perfect.
The lyrics of this song are
spot on.
Stealing
people's mail.
Stole your mailbox, man?
No. Stealing people's mail.
Oh.
But if System of the Down was alive in 1980, yes, they would sound exactly like this.
Steal it! Steal it, people, man! Steal it! Perfect. It's pretty like you couldn't find a better song for this theme. Absolutely not.
Stay out of people's mail, man.
Yeah. It's great.
It's no bueno.
Why? You get what you want and you get rid of a bad shirt in the process. It's all part of the deal. Hey, I want to remind you, Fred Fowler's taking part in all of this, but we're going crawling till we can't walk. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1, and all of Houston that are sports fans can get involved. It's a thing. It's going to be Saturday, October the 20th. It's the Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in before prices go up. It's just $20. You'll cash in because it comes with the limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, which Nick likes to wear when playing tennis, cup and koozie, and drinks are just $3. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the price goes up. $20 for pretty much a whole day of drinking and crawling and good stuff. Worth it.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. There you go.
Okay.
What are you doing over there?
Just hanging out. What are you doing?
Good. Look,
what?
I mean, you're like my dad when I was trying to get his attention to go do something when I was a kid and he was reading the paper. Dad, let's go. Yeah.
Okay. I was listening to you do your pub crawl. Pub crawl read. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what's the... It's,
you have no idea where to go to.
Yeah, I do. I can go to whatever we want. By the way, we have not heard from OU Mike in call form where he's actually gotten on the air since he was banned.
It's okay. No one is upset. I don't think anyone is sad that they haven't heard from OU Mike.
I think there are some. I'm sad.
I would be willing
to. I enjoy hearing from OU Mike.
I doubt anybody is. I haven't received one single text, tweet, or otherwise saying, man, really miss phone calls from OU Mike.
Man.
So
I really miss phone calls from OU Mike.
Okay.
So where are we on this whole thing that's taken Houston by storm? This little girl that was at the Astros game, Chloe. And she is a very, very passionate Astros fan, was kind of cheering a lot. And a lady just looked at her with a scowl on her face and said, enough. And the rest of the video goes on. And essentially she is kind of just taken aback by all of this, and her family encouragers to get to cheer again, and she's like, no, I'm not doing that. And it's taken the city by storm. Lance McCullers got involved. He invited her to the first playoff game now. He said he wants to see her there and cheer. People are now starting to zero in on the woman that told her enough. But I'm telling you what, last night on social media, it was a war of back and forth. I saw people that had the audacity to say that woman that said enough paid for her ticket too, and she shouldn't have to deal with kids that don't know how to act in public. Last time I checked, it's not the theater. You go to a baseball game, and if a kid wants to cheer, cheer. I mean, the only thing you're going to get upset about is if they do the wave.
Yeah, the wave is totally different. If I'm being completely honest and transparent, which I try to be on this show with our listeners,
right?
My very first thought was, I've probably shushed a kid before. I know I've shushed them at the grocery store, running around, acting fools, knocking stuff off the shelves. I'll give them a, yeah! You'll give them one of those.
Oh, we've heard about your stories
at the
grocery store.
Hey, yeah.
Is it a kid or a horse?
Whatever. I mean,
I bet you that frightens the kid, though.
It does.
What is it? Do it again?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
My dad and my grandpa do that.
Jeez. Well,
grandpa did that. He doesn't do it anymore.
You're terrifying children at grocery stores.
Then they slide in front of him in the checkout line. He goes, whoa. You're talking to a horse, not a kid.
Thank you.
God.
I don't want to look for the button.
He didn't want to find it. Just do it manually. So my very first thought was, if there was somebody obnoxious behind me that was just going nonstop, I would probably turn around and at least just give them a dirty look. Be like, really? Like, this is a little over the top. But when you see it's a little girl and she's just really into the game and having fun, that's when I would be like, you know what? She's just enjoying the game. She's really into it. And it was so cute, dude. It broke my heart to see her on the news last night, because mm-hmm. she was like, what I like to do is chant, let's go Astros. And then whoever is coming into the game, I say their name. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this little girl is so cute. And this woman is shushing that. Like, there's a point where if the kids are like, this is stupid, I hate base, this sucks, I don't, and they're kicking your chair and you're like, hey, could you stop kicking my chair? That's completely different than a kid that's cheering for the team she came to see. It's two different things. Like, if the kid is just acting like an a-hole, which kids are prone to do, that's one thing. But if they're cheering and just legitimately having a good time, you don't have to be a bitch like that and start saying mean things to her.
Yeah, I mean, my first, it was easy. Like, don't make it easy for me to hate you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I mean, don't go to Twitter and Facebook and publish stupid videos, and don't get caught saying stupid stuff like that at a baseball stadium. Theme parks, water parks.
Grocery store.
No, theme parks, water parks, baseball stadiums. Oh, that's where you can scream.
That's where it's acceptable.
Okay, I thought, okay, yeah. You're
you can totally scream there.
Right. Exactly.
In the shower.
Have a good time.
You can scream there, too.
Okay.
I don't know why you threw that one in. That was just weird. I feel like
it made
you
it
just,
really weird.
You don't scream in the shower?
I mean,
you're low.
You said you've sung in the shower
you're
before,
low
so
on
you definitely
aren't you, Nick?
What do you think I'm singing?
You've said
Dead
you've,
Kennedys. No,
not if you're trying. If you're trying to sound like System of the Down, maybe. But
are you low on conditioner at the house?
I don't need conditioner.
I don't know if you're screaming in the shower. Sounds like you're going through a lot of something.
I don't get that joke.
I don't get it.
You got to be using conditioner or something to take care of business if you're screaming
you use
in the
conditioner?
Shower. I'm not saying me.
Oh,
I'm
well,
saying
you're the only
him.
One that thought of that.
Well, what else are you going to use?
Why can't he use? I don't care if you use conditioner.
In the shower, you have a plethora of options. You're using conditioner, Joel?
I'm not saying
that
I'm using conditioner.
That stuff is expensive.
God.
You need to stop doing that
Do
with
get
the
joke?
Conditioner.
You think Nick's using conditioner?
I don't know. You brought it up. I'm just.
Oh,
saying,
boy.
I'm just. That's conditioner?
As a lube.
That's expensive.
What? Okay, never mind. I'm just not even going to go any further with
That's
it.
That's super expensive.
I don't care if you use conditioner.
Your grocery bill must be insane.
That's kind of like your water bill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I am in the shower a while, but that has nothing to do with it.
I'm not talking about that.
But on a serious note, those are all places that you can scream. I don't understand why people at a baseball stadium expect. I mean, as long as you're not spilling beer over people.
Yes.
Getting physical. I mean, just let it go.
And then
she yells at a little girl because obviously you're not going to yell at an adult because you're too much of a chicken.
Now, in the one, I saw some people were like, how do you yell at a kid that has special needs? Well, you probably don't know. You're probably either angry
or
just grumpy.
Sure.
You don't. It's not like, you know, you she knew necessarily. And I'm just going to make an assumption that she just turned around and was like, hey, that's enough. Not knowing or not, you know, which you shouldn't be doing that to a kid at a baseball game to begin with. But I don't want to take it as far as to say, well, like, oh, this lady yelled at a special needs kid. She yelled at a kid.
She had no idea.
She yelled at a kid. Which right. is bad enough.
And maybe if she knew.
It's compounded now that you know that. And the parents had a great point. They were like, look, just come to us. Because if she would have been like, ma'am, do you think you could have your daughter? Then the mom might have been like, look, you know, I'm sorry. She's just having a good time and she's special needs. And what is the she has? I forget what they said. I heard on the news that basically she doesn't process emotions properly.
She digests emotions like a toddler.
And so the mom probably explains that to the lady. And the lady, with any kind of heart or compassion, goes, oh, okay, I get it. That's fine. No big deal.
She did look like she wanted to scream at somebody, though. Did you see that face?
Well, there's just some people that are just miserable people. They're just
and maybe just because she looked like she wanted to scream at somebody doesn't mean she, you know, she always does that. But she did look mean.
So I think you have to separate it. I think it's unfair to be like, oh, that lady's a bitch because she screamed at a special needs kid. No, she's a bitch because she screamed at a kid. It's bad enough, right? Like, it's bad enough.
Like, even okay. So where are you on this then? Okay, we've established that the child should be allowed to cheer her lungs out at a baseball game. Where are you on the kid that sits behind you on the airplane and keeps kicking your chair?
Hate that kid.
I would let the parent know. I wouldn't yell at the kid.
You go to the parent.
If the kid doesn't have a parent, guess what? That kid's getting yelled at.
So,
but if there's a parent, I'm letting the parent know.
I'll turn around and look at the kid. I won't say anything, but I'll look at him.
Mean mug the kid.
And then I'll do the old throat slash move. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But I'll look at the kid, and then I'll look at the parent. And I won't even say anything first. I'm very passive-aggressive at the beginning. So I'll stare at the kid, and then I'll look at the parent, and then I'll turn back around. And if it keeps going, then I'll turn around and be like, hey, do you think you could get your kid to stop kicking my chair? Would that be okay? And then that's when it's either you're going to have to fight a parent or they're going to tell their kid to stop kicking your chair. Because some parents, no matter what their kid does, don't you talk to my kid like that. Well, I was talking to you, not your kid. But some parents, doesn't matter what, if you bring it up, they're going to take their kid's side. It's like, you ever watch Cops and they show up to arrest the husband? And as soon as they put the cuffs on the wife, before the cuffs are on, the wife's like, he beat me. He's an evil person. And then they cuff the guy and they're like, leave him alone. He's my man. They take immediately take the husband's side once the cops are taking the husband to jail. That's how parents are with their kids. It doesn't matter how bad their kids could commit murder. And they're like, well, he's a sweet baby. No, he's kicking my seat. Make him stop. I don't know. That's why I don't have
thankfully
kids.
I haven't had that problem where I, you know, right. sitting next to a kid.
I'm definitely going to the parent if it gets to a certain level. Like, one or two times, you're like, okay. And you might turn around and look a little bit. Maybe the kid's got enough common sense to figure it out. But if not, at a certain point, if it's like a 3-4 hour flight, I'm like, could you guys just...
But here's the question on the screaming at the game.
Yes.
It's the same thing with dudes that are being obnoxious. Is it okay to just be a just acting like a complete idiot at a game? Is that okay? Even if they're drunk?
But you have
I'm
to
just
describe
here for my team.
I mean, like describe idiot.
Just screaming and hooting and hollering and
it's heart when
just
it's, when go, it's
nonstop. Just you know that one guy that's like, yeah, the whole time.
There is a difference between loud and obnoxious. I think there's a line between
that. And cheering.
And cheering.
So
absolutely.
Does that line apply to kids and adults?
I don't think a little girl cheering is obnoxious to me.
Okay. And I'm just asking that.
And I don't think the way that she cheered was obnoxious.
The little girl is dialed into the game. Like, if she could be screaming anything about any other thing, that would be annoying.
I love pound puppies. You're like, what are you doing? Right. This has nothing to do
but
with
she's
that.
She's actually dialed into the game.
She's giving out Astros names and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, I'm with
it's
you.
It's different.
I think you have to assess that. Like, is it, you know, are we going to give... kids that scream too much a pass, but grown adults don't get a pass.
I think there is
a difference.
I think as an adult, you have to be a little bit aware about who's around you. So if you're drunk and you're having a good time, fine. When you start saying language that is probably inappropriate for like a 7 or 8 or 9 year old girl or even a 9 year old boy, maybe that's
the line.
Maybe, but at the same time, it's hard to go up to somebody who paid for the tickets and they're just being loud and even to a certain extent obnoxious. I hate to say it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. It's always going to be even for an usher. Imagine an usher going up to somebody saying, "Hey, man, you're being too loud at a baseball game." It's
weird.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah. Again, it's different if you're at the theater, movies, things like that. But if you're at a stadium,
orgy,
cheering on a
can't
team,
can't do those things.
Well, okay.
All right, hey guys, football season's here. Make the games a little more interesting with MyBookie. Why not put some scratch on it? You're already watching them. You're already into it. You're already picking winners and entering our contest. You might as well take that knowledge that you have and make the games more fun, make it more interesting. And remember, who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with. That's why you need to get with MyBookie. They are the online destination to get action on any game. It's safe. It's reliable. They've been around for years. It's why I recommend them. It's why Fred recommends them. It's why a lot of folks at this station recommend and use them because not only are they safe and reliable and have some of the best player perks in the business, but they also pay you when you win, which is really important. You want your money. You're out there winning. You want to get paid. MyBookie, they pay when you win. And like I said, they have got in-game live betting, those player perks, which are great, some of the most rewarding in the business itself. And if you're a fantasy player, and let's face it, a lot of us are, you can even bet the over-under on fantasy points for a player that they'll score in a game. How cool is that? So you're already playing fantasy. You already know about that. It's another way to capitalize on it with MyBookie. Super easy to get to on your phone or on your computer. If you're on your phone, pull over if you're driving. But just pull up that web browser and go to MyBookie.ag. That's MyBookie.ag. Go in there, get an account started, and MyBookie will right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. I did not read that wrong. I did not stutter. I said dollar for dollar match on your first deposit. Just make sure you use promo code radio to activate that offer. That's promo code radio. First deposit is a dollar for dollar match when you use that promo code. It's really cool. Google MyBookie or go to MyBookie.ag. Use that promo code radio when you create it and claim that bonus, man, and have a good time. Enjoy the games and maybe earn a little scratch. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
You ready, B? Let's go get him.
Look for me. Young.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Still hour number one. 3 hour show. Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel. Way back Wednesday. Nick, hour number one. Songs, anything remotely related to
theft.
We're healing.
We're stealing.
What? Look at what we do around here.
His name's Rasteel Ramzanali. That ain't right.
Dang.
Look what just happened.
Yep.
Wow.
I do have his texts, all the texts that were like killing him.
Oh, you saved them all? Would you print them out and put them on the wall, you weirdo?
Well, it's on my desktop.
Oh, it is?
On my, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to read them, but I probably won't.
Oh, you totally should.
Or I'll just give it to you. You'll have fun with that.
We're going to keep it real, Nick.
We did get a text early on that says, hey, Barry, can we talk about lawn care? Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Send in the questions. Let's do it. Or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Joel would rather talk about masturbating with conditioner.
Which is false, but I knew you'd have a field day with that. Once you pinpoint something to jump on.
Me.
Yes.
Once I pinpoint something.
Yes.
Me. This guy.
I got it after the fact. I was like, oh, because conditioner, the texture. I was like, okay, I get what he was saying. But I had to process it. And you know, Joel, I'm a little slow sometimes.
No, you're not.
So, yeah, you know, he really is.
You know, you got to give me some time to process some of your jokes. I'm not a stand-up comic like Barry.
No, you're definitely not. So, several people, speaking of that, we got a text at 104, and then I've had several people on Twitter and Instagram hit me up and ask. So I'm at Scout Bar tomorrow
doing a show.
South. It's near, it's kind of NASA area.
Yeah, it's near Webster.
Yeah. It's,
I've been there.
45 South.
That's shocking.
Near NASA.
Been to the bars over there.
Yeah. But so, yeah, I'm at Scout Bar closing out the show. I wouldn't say headlining, but maybe that's what it is, I guess. But, dude, the lineup is ridiculous. If I recall just off the top of my head, Scottie Peterson, who's super funny, Grady Pruitt, who we featured on the show, Victor Tran, who we featured on the show, I believe. No, we haven't featured Victor yet. He's too lazy to get me audio. But, man, this lineup, I'm kind of nervous. I have to follow all these guys because they're beasts. They are legit funny on stage. So, not so much off, but no, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, it's going to be a great show. The show starts at 7, and everybody's asking me, I guess because of work and so forth, when do I hit the stage? To be honest with you, I have no idea. My guess is if you're there by 7:30, you shouldn't miss me. Because I think everybody's probably doing 10 or 15 up front, and then I'm doing 30 to close the show. But if it's an hour and a half show, I'm guessing I'll go on sometime between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. So if you're there by 7:30, you shouldn't miss it.
Got that, Nick? 30 in the front, 30 in the
90
rear.
Yeah. Do it like that. So I hope that answers the questions for everybody that was asking.
So a little different twist that I thought I'd bring up to you guys last night, but twist indeed. Stroh's take care of business again last night.
Yeah.
Get another win. Fantastic. Win their 100th game, which is outstanding. But as I go to bed, I look at the scoreboard and I realize the A's are winning. I wake up to find out that the Mariners won on a walk-off, and there's video on KHOU's Lisa's telecast this morning of the guys sitting in a ballroom at the hotel watching on a big screen and celebrating as soon as the final out was, or the final play was done. And I'm going, well, that sucks. I mean, you want to celebrate right after a game with the lockers all taped up and all of the plastic around so you can spray people and put the goggles on and all that stuff. And it's like the guys are there's a whole bunch of people at tables just going, woo, yeah.
Yeah, I think, aren't they going to celebrate tonight?
That's what I found out. So the game is today. It's a 3 o'clock game to wrap up the series in Toronto. And after the game, they're going to celebrate. And I guess you got to fake it.
I guess.
Still going to be weird, awkward.
Yeah, because it's not, I don't know. It's not the same as when you first find out. I think they're going to have champagne in the locker room and all that. And Julie Morales, apparently. And our buddy Jeff Blum is going to be in the locker room.
Yeah, they were promoting that last night on the telecast.
Which I think would have been great, but now it's just going to be kind of forced and contrived.
I mean, even Sparky, which everybody looks forward to, the Steve Sparks weird. Effect. But it would be if it wasn't scripted. This feels scripted now. Because you're like almost getting, you're trying to redo what was only done one way, which is live. As soon as you win it and you find out you've done it, then you go down the tunnel, you get in the locker room, you pop the bubbly, you start going crazy.
Yeah.
Now it just feels fake.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think you know, at this point, just save it.
Yeah.
Just save it.
I was thinking that too. I was thinking from an Astros perspective, the only way that you can downplay this is we've been there before and we have bigger goals. And so for us, yeah, we could have a blowout and a celebration just that we won the division again. But with our bigger goals, we'll celebrate more as we get closer to what we want to accomplish.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially after you've won a World Series.
I should be in PR.
Especially after you've won a World Series.
Right. You know, that's what I mean. Yeah.
It's, this shouldn't be as big of a deal. I know it is, and for some of these players, it really is.
Like for the A's that clinched a playoff berth, I understand that totally.
Right.
The lowest payroll in baseball, and they're in.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yep. Super big. Super cool.
So, but yeah, from an Astros perspective, it kind of sucks that they actually found out that they were in when they were at the hotel.
Somebody had a question for us. We'll get to on the other side. Okay. But it was basically, what would it take to have O'Brien hire an OC? Threatened to fire him? Question mark. So they're basically saying, what's it going to take to get somebody in here to call plays?
Well, Barry, I wrote an article on sportsmap.com this week on that topic, and I said, if Bob McNair...
We said after the break. You got to tease it, Joel. You got to tease the people.
I said, if Bob McNair really wants to be an aggressive owner, there are things he could do. We'll get to it after the break.
There you go.
Thank
More
you,
giveaways and Lance Zierlein in the third hour.
Ah.
Because he has a meeting.
Where'd that voiceover guy come from?
We were going to have him at 1:30, but he big leagues us. So.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's not shocking with him. All right, hour number two coming up around the corner. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable, smooth, then move with. You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.